This morning we have House Bill 1087, which will provide for the consolidation and annexation of road districts. I would ask Senator Sutton to tell us about this bill, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and members of the Local Government Committee. My name is Dan Sutton, State Senator. And I bring House Bill 1087 as a partnership with fellow legislators in my district. This issue came out from a former legislator, Jerome Lammers, who served this body for some time. And he's dealt with a lot of this with the consolidation of road districts. They're already in statute. There's currently laws that deal with sanitary districts. But for some reason, they did not incorporate laws to encompass road districts. So what this happens is, if you look at it, if you think when road districts were platted out, they were tried to be square and formal, but when you have developments and it comes around lake properties or developments out in the country where there's little forks in there, there's really no governing or no who has control over those particular roads for maintenance. And the people that build there think it should be the counties, but not really, because those little forks don't really pertain to them. So what we try to do is that if there's road districts in a particular area that want to consolidate, and it says may there, right in section 2, two or more road districts may consolidate, there's a procedure that they must go through, and there's a governing body, and there's an election, and there's petitions, and those kind of things to help clarify. I guess this issue basically came up, is prevalent in particular around Lake Madison, is one area where I think of where people are building there, and the square roads necessarily don't get to where the people are building their homes. But there's no governance of how they can consolidate to help to keep those roads and maintain those roads that are forks, and they want to, but there's no laws that permit them to do that. So this would just allow them to consolidate around certain areas to help keep those roads maintained, and so that they can then govern them and consolidate. And then at the very end of this bill, an additional area may be annexed or an area withdrawn from a road district by circulating initiating petition and circulation of an initiating petition. So either one of those ways they can help govern this. Representative Slaughter was the prime sponsor over in the House side, and he's here also to give testimony on House Bill 1087. So with that, Madam Chairman, I would ask that Representative Slaughter come and give his testimony, then we would both stand by and be happy to answer any questions the committee may have.
Okay, shall we wait until we have all the proponents?
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much,
yep.
Senator.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Representative Slaughter. Good morning and welcome to the Senate.
Thank you. Madam Chair and members of this body, my name is Dale Slaughter. Serve in the House of Representatives, and this bill was brought to you by some people from around Lake Madison that was concerned that we have consolidated road districts, but they aren't consolidated. And the way the codified law is written now, there is no way to consolidate those districts. So that's the reason for this bill. As you know, counties have control of the section line roads and cannot go across private property. But and that's the reason why we have some road districts, special road districts out there, and now we want to consolidate those for various reasons, purchasing equipment so they can maintain them and things like that. But I'll stand by for any questions that you may have.
Okay. Are there other proponents to House Bill 1087? Proponents. Okay. We'll move on to opponents. Are there any opponents to House Bill 1087? Seeing none, Senator Vitter, you had a question.
Yeah. Madam, I don't know which one of y'all want to answer this. Section 8 is a new section. It is Holocaust from the original bill. Is that true? Let me have a bit ask you, Representative. I just want to be very clear about this. When you annex it, when you form a district, okay, and in Section 8 deals with somebody either resistant or that's not, somebody can't opt out of the district, right? You can't opt a piece of road out of a road district, can you?
No, but I've been asked several times about if they opt out, and they can opt out, and they've already had their road upgraded, say they've had a new oil surface, do they opt out of that too? And absolutely not. Once they've got the road, it's theirs, and they have to pay the bills that they've created or helped create.
So section, may I continue?
Go ahead.
So Section 8 is just for resisting additional annexation to the district?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to clear about that. Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Senator Albers?
I'm just wondering, once the consolidation has been done, then it indicates there in Section 5 that the consolidated district does not, by virtue of its corporate, acquire any property or assume any debts and obligations. And I understand why they've consolidated, and I'm fine with that, but who takes care of the paperwork? Who does pay the bills?
There is a board. There is a governing board that handles that. And that's who handles it, the governing board.
Yeah, I guess, so the debts and obligations, somebody's still got to have a checkbook somewhere to pay
right.
off before they were consolidated. Is that taken care of in here?
Yes.
I understand that we put the two boards together, and then we have an election probably, right?
Yes.
And then we've got a board, but for the debts and obligations that were there, there has to be money someplace, and somebody has to have a separate account or something to pay for those bills that were there before they consolidated, right?
Doesn't Section 616 allow for them to assess taxation for that?
Well, I would assume so, but it says that you have two districts. One district has bills and obligations, and you put them together, and the new district isn't responsible for them. But somebody is. Who is?
Well, the new district would be responsible for all of the debt.
Okay.
After the consolidation, through a certified election, the new board would be responsible for the debt.
Okay, and that perhaps is the case. That's not the way I read it, but it makes sense.
Senator Olson.
Kind of the same concerns, Dylan. You know, because in Section 5 it says the consolidated road district does not, by virtue of its incorporation, acquire any of the property or assume any of the debts. How does this interface like with township? You know, I mean, is it a township issue or?
No, it isn't a township issue. Well, it is. It is a township issue. Because a lot of the roads that go down to the special road districts are maintained by the township. But because it isn't a township road, it doesn't become a township issue. It's actually on private property, most of these special road districts, like a subdivision especially roads around the lake, are basically on private property. And townships and counties are forbidden by law to go on private property and maintain roads.
Senator Reedy?
And possibly it's in here, Representative Slaughter, but I haven't seen it. But does a road district have taxing authority?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
They do have?
Yes.
So if somebody doesn't want to belong to the road district, he doesn't have any choice?
He can opt out. But if he's acquired debt, if he's already voted to be on the road district and he opts out, he still has to maintain his financial part of what we've done.
But if he doesn't want to be in there in the first place, he's on the tail end of the road and he doesn't want you.
Well, I think if he's on the tail end, he could probably opt out pretty easy. But if he's in the middle, it might be more difficult.
Thanks.
Can you have a road district inside of a city limits?
I don't know that.
Okay.
Yes.
Senator Vitter.
Senator, I see you get the law book out. I guess all of us had the same problem with Section 5. Is it that when you consolidate, the one district has to be debt-free before they can consolidate? And it says, and they cannot acquire any property. I'm assuming that's trucks or whatever, huh?
Right.
So would they have to liquidate that, or the other corporation has to buy that out? They can't assume it? Is that what that means?
Currently, I think the problem is the road districts don't have the authority to do those kind of things, to work together, so some are accumulating debt because of the forks. Because when you think of a road district and you think of normal, when everybody set these up, you wanted square boundary lines. Before, growth in communities and growth around lakes was popular. Yeah, so now you got these forks,
yeah.
but there's not any way to, so some of them could have, well, the person would accumulate the debt because the township is saying, we don't have to pay for that because it's not a township road, it's not a county road, it's a road district, you know, and there's a fork there, so that person's having to have to maintain it. But there's numerous people around there, so what they're trying to do is we all want to be able to pay for this road, mm-hmm. but there's no way for us to share in that cost off this one person or whoever it may be around a lake or a subdivision out in the country. So what they're trying to do is say, how can we consolidate this effort? Well, they do it for sanitary districts. This almost mimics sanitary districts, which mm-hmm. is in statute currently.
Senator Olson.
Thank you. Then, Senator Sutton, am I correct if I assume that basically this road district then would get taxing authority, but the debt would be held privately prior to this consolidation? In other words, am I clear enough?
Maybe I can step in here a minute and help. I think once you organize a road district, that's voluntary until you get to a certain number or until it's better to go ahead and consolidate with another road district. So I don't, most road districts that I'm familiar with don't have debt because they have voluntarily assessed those people.
Okay. Right. Okay. Correct.
All right.
Is there further question of Senator Sutton or Representative Slaughter? Seeing none, I will close the testimony and ask for permanent disposition of the bill. 1087. Senator Olson.
I move 1087 go to the floor of the Senate, do pass.
Okay. Is Dietrich seconded? Are there further questions? Hearing none, I will ask the Secretary to please call the roll. Do pass on House Bill 1087. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Excuse me. And opposed, no.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Senator Dietrich?
Aye.
Senator Olson?
Aye.
Senator Reedy?
Aye.
Senator Vitter?
Aye.
Senator Hamm?
Aye. It will go to the floor as a do pass.
Thank you, Chair and committee members.
Thank you.
And yes, I will explain this on the floor.
Thank you.